In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a seat if you haven't already. Today the readings, especially the first reading and the gospel, both sort of focus on the experience of Sabbath and what Sabbath means. And we can, pretty easily default to the idea that Sabbath just means for us, what? Sunday. It's another day, and we call it the day of rest, which is nice, but I mean, if you're retired, you know, Sundays and Thursdays are oftentimes the same thing, right? Except Sunday, you might get up and go to church. Thursday, you might get up and go to the doctor. But nonetheless, there's typically something to do. It just changes a little bit. And so the point of the Sabbath, I don't think, is really about the day of the week or even the experience of a 24-hour day that we sort of set aside for what we call sacred things. Truth be told, shouldn't every day be a day of the Lord? And so what is it talking about in these readings when it's talking about the Sabbath? Actually, the second reading, which doesn't mention Sabbath in and of itself, gives us a little bit of clarity when St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, "Let light shine out of darkness. Who has shown in your hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ?" And in the gospel, it talks about that change of heart. People who have, Jesus says, he was angered because of their what? Hardness of heart. So it seems to me that these readings are connected. That experience of hardness of heart, need for change of heart, and the experience of Sabbath or Sabbath time. And I'm not sure that it needs to default just to Sunday between 8 and 9 a.m., for some of us, or 8 and 12 if you're, you know, two services, right? So what is the point? Many years ago, when I was the head of the seminary in Cincinnati, I took a bunch of seminaries, about 15 of them, to Montana. It's interesting, my wife, who's here this morning, and I were talking about it yesterday. And the trip to Montana was so that we could spend time, we were Franciscans, spend time on the Northern Cheyenne Native American Reservation. And the reason for doing that wasn't that we all wanted to become Native Americans, because obviously that wasn't going to happen, but that the Native American spirituality and culture is actually very keenly attached to the Franciscan style of life and spirituality and culture. That groundedness, particularly in the earth, in creation, in the beauty of the earth, and that connectedness to God's presence as God shows God's self, you know, in so many different ways each day around us. And we miss that. We can miss that so easily. My sense is that Sabbath has something to do with the time that we take for ourselves so that our hearts might be softened, not by us, but by that relationship that we have when we ground ourselves in Jesus. One of the things that they did on the reservation was invite us to a sweat. And so they built a sweat lodge, the Native Americans, the Cheyenne, over a period of a couple days. They built, it's sort of a dome-shaped thing, quite large actually, and it's built with wood and bones tied together and then covered with hides from animals. And in the middle, there's a hole dug into the earth, and right outside the door, which is very small, you have to crawl in, there's another hole in the earth. And what happens is that rocks, stones are chosen over a period of several weeks, actually. Certain kinds of stones are chosen and placed in the small hole, well, bigger hole, actually, outside the sweat lodge. And those, during the sweat, you're invited in and you basically like a gym suit, gym shorts or a bathing suit on. And there were about 8 of us in the sweat lodge sitting in a circle. It was very dark. You couldn't see anything when the hide was over the door. They would bring these stones in. They were heated up, very hot outside, and then brought in and put in the hole in the floor inside. And like a sauna, when you put water on those, what happens, of course, is it gets very, very hot in the room. And you sweat. And it's totally dark. You're with other people. You can hear them breathing. You can hear yourself breathing. It's so quiet, you can hear your heartbeat. And all that you know is that the ground under you, because you're sitting on the dirt, is cooler than anything else in the room, because you just sit there and sweat. It sounds kind of gross, actually. I mean, you know, why would you do that? But it was such a wonderfully powerful experience, because that's the closest in a lot of ways that I've ever come to being totally, as it were, grounded. And that presence of being really and clearly connected to the earth, who they call Earth Mother, the earth that was created by God, connecting me to the rest of the world that I didn't see or I didn't hear, but I knew was there. I knew was there because that was God's work, and God invited me into that. And somehow I use that metaphor as the metaphor for Sabbath. That sense of taking the time that we need, and not just Sunday morning from 8 to 9, though it's nice to see your faces here, but any time that we can take to ground ourselves, in some ways enter into the sweat of our lives and allow ourselves to know that, as the gospel calls us to, that if our hearts are going to be softened, it's probably not going to be a whole lot about what we do. But it's going to be because we are connected to that healing power of Jesus that he talked about so powerfully in the gospel today. That Jesus, who didn't worry about the external laws, the rules about Sabbath day, he didn't worry about, what were going to be the consequences of the actions that he took when he was in the business of healing other people. In fact, just the opposite. He went right through the walls that somehow could have separated him from this, making God's love known to the man with the withered hand or the disciples who were hungry. What mattered to him was that deep connection that he had to his Father. So when we talk about Sabbath, especially those of us who may have, more time, might not be getting up every morning to go to work, or even if we are, those moments that we can sort of carve out of our lives to sit, to be alone, you don't even have to sit, take a walk, to connect yourself somehow to the earth that connects us to each other, that somehow calls us into a deep union, even in the absolute quiet, silence, and darkness. For as St. Paul says, the light comes out of the darkness of our lives. And that lesson of the simple, free, and profound relationship that each one of us are called to have with our Lord and Savior Jesus, whose life and death and resurrection we just finished celebrating. And so now we enter into what we call the ordinary time or season of Pentecost. And the Sundays don't have themes like we've been through Trinity and Pentecost and, you know, and the Easter season and all the Palm Sunday and all those things. But each Sunday there'll be a new kind of lesson about how it is that we are called to relate to Jesus and to each other as we continue to learn how to over and over again allow our hearts to be more softened as we are brought, like in the sweat lodge, in some obtuse way through God's power into union with the people around us and with the people who walk this earth along with us.